And this would be the Art Drysdale vignette entitled Starting Canas 2. 3, 2, 1. My current topic is starting or restarting canna lily roots. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More detail after this. 3, 2, 1. I said it's time to restart canna lilies that you kept over in a cool basement from last year's garden. Be sure to cut off all parts that are in any way mushy or soft. The pieces that you prepare to plant need not be large, but the larger they are, the larger will be the plants that result. The most important point is just that. You must have at least one sharp growth point on each piece of root to grow. If you have two or three, that's okay, but if there are more than three, I would break such fleshy roots apart and make two separate plants from each piece. The planting is done in plastic or wooden flats in a mix of planter soil or peat moss or coir. The roots are best kept moist but not soaking until signs of growth are seen. Growth will develop most quickly if the flats are kept in a hot part of your house. Once the tiniest signs of growth are seen, then the flats must be exposed to good light, either in front of west or south-facing windows or directly under a double set of 48-inch fluorescent tubes. Keep the lights on at least 14 hours. Also, once growth starts, you should try to have the room temperature a little lower, say not exceeding 16 Celsius, 60 Fahrenheit, and you should water the soil mix with an application of soluble plant food about every 2 weeks. Once the weather warms up, place the flats outside on nice days, particularly for the first few such days, though keep the flats out of the wind and out of the sun, and gradually lengthen the amount of time that they're outside. I'm Art Drysdale.